We got this guy climbing a mountain. He's a seasoned mountain climber. He's climbing, doing the best he can. The rock is not as firm as he thought it was going to be at this particular area, but he's making his way up to the top. He makes his nail, hooks on, and he's just about ready to try to put his weight on it when all of a sudden it gives way and he falls. But the guy's got a partner. The guy's got a partner, and the partner was able to reach out and break his fall, and while he's still suspended on the rope, able to help him get to a ledge, and he was saved. He was saved because of a what? A partner. Partners are so very important. You got to have partners. God saw Pearl, Adam, he said, you got to have a partner. So he made a partner for him. Partners are important. They help us in many things, and it can be life or death in some situations. In fact, the Bible tells us, you don't have to turn to it, but in Ecclesiastes it says, if two lie down together, they'll keep warm. How can one keep warm alone? So we've got to have a partner. And then I think, my goodness, if I was on a desert island, I'd want a partner, wouldn't you? Just somebody to be with. Paul talks to Titus and he says, he is my partner. When you get a partner, it just helps things go along easier because you can turn and talk to the partner. In fact, if you have a partner, sometimes the partner may even want to give you some correction, which you certainly could accept from a partner. Partners are very, very important. And in some instances, it can either be life or death. Today, we're continuing our study in vine life. It's study number 4 in a series of 5 in relationship to the branch to the vine. And you know, every time I come here this past week, in the past weeks, to the office, and I look at the massiveness of this, which represents Jesus, I see how sturdy and strong it is. I just say, hey God, I want to be reminded over and over again of the strength that you have for me. And so we look at life in the vine. Jody, would you pass these out for me? And as you receive one of these, we want you to read with us in our study today. But before we get to this part, which is going to be branches in partnership, we want to look at some of the other lessons that we've looked at. For example, number 1, the branches in position. The branches in position, and then we're going to look at the branches in prayer. And last week we looked at the branches in pain, and now today the branches in partnership. We are branches, and Jesus is the vine. And he spoke these beautiful words that you're going to be receiving from, that have been recorded to us in John chapter 15. Partners. When the pastor was working, remodeling this a few weeks ago, I was working one night all by myself, and I said, boy, I'm getting so discouraged. This is so discouraging. There was a lot that had to be done, and I'm all by myself here. And the Lord must have heard my prayer. He must have heard my prayer, because the guy walks in, one of the men of our church, say, hey, pastor, can I help you? And so he came and worked with me. Now, it wasn't exactly what he did with his muscle power, but it was his position as a partner. It just made the work go so much easier because I had a partner. And today, as we leave this place in a little bit, you're going to know that you've got a partner in Jesus. But just to review, because this is where our memory sets in and where we can remember what we have studied, we want to look, first of all, at the branches in position. And I want you to read with me line F when we receive. We're going to be reading line F and J and K. Sentences from Jesus' lips recorded in John chapter 15. So together, may we read, we're talking about the branches in position, line F. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. And J, I am the vine. K, you are the branches. And what we studied that first lesson was simply this. All that the vine possesses belongs to the branch, and all that the branch possesses belongs to the vine. And we studied that the vine can do nothing without the branch, and in contrast, the branch can do nothing without the vine. Branches in position. And then branches in prayer. Look at line E, if you will. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you, and then read line P, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. And we were so encouraged to understand that all that the Father has is ours through Christ Jesus. And that further, God is not going to withhold anything to his Son Jesus. And so when we ask in Jesus' name, then God is going to answer our prayers, because we just read, you can ask, did you read whatever? Is that what you read? Which means whatever? It means whatever. Whatever is whatever. It means whatever you wish, and it will be given you. Of course, it's for the Father's glory. And then today, branches in pain. Can we have the overlay, please? We're going to review just briefly as to last Sunday. Branches in pain. The objective, would you read line Q so I could hear it, everybody? Line Q. Okay. And line L, oneness for the way. And for those who are listening, I will read with you. Let's read together. Line L, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. That's the way. The owner is line A. This is the boss. Together, I am the vine and my Father is the gardener. And the operation, B, C, and D, let's read it. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. And the way he has in his operation, read those three words, if you will, method, afflictions, and trials. Those are the methods. And together, let's read. So in the pruning of our lives, God has indeed no pleasure in it, but will not keep back the most painful chastisement if he can thereby guide his beloved child back home, abiding in the beloved Son. So in a nutshell, that was our study in the branches in pain, and now we go to the branches in partnership. Four things, and they're sort of interrelated, but we'll take them individually. Let's read together line M. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Read that, would you? Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, this is what Jesus said. You know, apart from me, you can do nothing. It's so obvious. These branches down here are just branches down here. These branches up here are branches that are abiding in the vine. They can do something. They are going to be able to do something. And this part of our text says that apart from me, you can do nothing. In other words, we are powerless people. We are powerless beside ourselves without God. And what Jesus is saying here implies dependency. We are totally dependent upon the vine, whether we like it or not. And we will perform good works just in proportion as we feel our dependence upon him and as we look to him. When will we ever learn this? We are dependent upon God in every aspect of our life. Paul said, I can do all things. And you know that scripture, and what is it? Through whom? Jesus Christ, who gives us the strength. I can do all things, Philippians 4:13. And so this is where the sap comes in. I can do all things through Jesus. So Jesus is giving me that which I need, which of course is the sap. And as I wrote that word down in my notes, I said, God, what could this sap mean? And this, before I even could get the sentence out of my lips, he said it stands for superabundant power. SAP, superabundant power. That sounds great. I'll put it down. So I did. Superabundant power. That is what we get if we will, as we read in the D part of verse 5, which is line M, apart from me you can do nothing, because God is fusing us with this sap. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But we say, I don't need God. I mean, I don't need God because I've got this or I've got that. Paul says, I do it through Christ. We say, well, I do it through this skill or through this ability or what I have. I don't need God because I've got all these other things. And people, this is where we're failing in our abiding in Christ. We are abiding in Christ only enough, but we're not staying tight enough so that the sap comes into our life. And the sap is so important because in the system of the plant life, God has so ordained it that the juice of the plant will just be there, that waterly solution circulating through the vascular tissues of the plant. So we've got like the blood circulating through our system to make us move and be mobile and do what we do. Well, life in the vine is when we as the branch adhere so tightly that the sap comes into us, and then we've got that SAP, that super abundant power that's available, and we need this available power. And if we do not go Christ's way, then we're just not going to have the power that we need. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Would you say that? Apart from me, we can do nothing. And people, that applies this afternoon. That applies when you're at home. That implies that when you're at work. That implies in all that you do. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Well, I say, well, I can, apart from you, I can do nothing, but I can do this. And sometimes we do this, and sometimes we do that without God's power, and then we miserably fall, and we're like the guy who put the nail in, as he nailed his, in position mountain climbing, it just wasn't there, and he fell. And we got to stay, abide in the vine. Because, let's look at line G and H, no branch can bear fruit by itself. Let's read G. No branch can bear fruit by itself, and H, it must remain in the vine. It must remain in the vine. And it's so obvious as we see what's before us. But maybe we're missing the obvious, and maybe that is why we as Christians are not as strong as we should be. Maybe that is why as a church in America, we are not as we used to be as a church, sounding forth a golden trumpet sound of God's word. When speaking, people listened. Maybe because we as the branch are not adhering into the vine, we just don't have this power, and certainly no fruit. No branch can bear fruit by itself. You see, from the parent stock comes that sap. It comes the importation of all of the juices and the nutrients and all that's necessary to provide a constant flow of circulation which gives the fruit. So while we are united, the strength comes to us. And when we're not united, we don't have the strength. And Jesus said, abide in the branch. Two things are necessary for the branch to produce the fruit. This branch is not going to produce any fruit unless it is in the vine. And if it is in the vine, and if it stays, it's going to receive its sap. It's going to start growing. You read the scripture a moment ago, and the scripture said, no branch can bear fruit by itself. But together, partnership, together, people, you can start producing spiritual fruit that you have not even thought of before. And the churches can start doing that as never before because you are remaining in that. Jesus said it, no branch can bear fruit by itself. Now read with me line N. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withered. In other words, he is saying, if you don't remain in me, it's like you're being cut off. Now these branches on the table have been, as it were, cut off. And since they're cut off, they cannot produce any fruit. And the Bible says they are cut off. And, well, just for example, the branches that have been cut off, they have lost all of their right to bear fruit. They have lost all of the entitlement that they would get. As a matter of fact, they've lost their salvation because they're going to be in a pretty bad state in another day or so. Cut off, withered, deprived of all the influences of God's grace. Cut off and deprived of all the influences of God's Spirit. In other words, they are becoming indifferent. They're going to become cold. They're going to become dead to every holy and spiritual word and work. As a matter of fact, they are going to be just like professors of religion who have never known anything of the true and real being connecting with Him. They will find that their zeal has faltered. Maybe you are discovering that your zeal is faltering. Maybe your love is gone. Maybe your prayers of life is being neglected. Maybe the sanctuary or the meeting place is even being forsaken. And the soul then becomes just a withered branch if it does not remain in the vine. If we don't remain in the vine, people, we're going to wither away. And then the fourth point is this, line O, if you will. It comes from verse 6. Let's read together. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Notice they're picked up. If I pick them up, I am actually gathering them together, am I not? I'm gathering them up. And if I'm gathering them up as a wilted branch, it's like I'm gathering all the wilted branches together, all, let's just call them backsliders, all being brought together like Himself. All the people who are, let's call them the workers of iniquity, it says here, they are gathered together. In other words, they are picked up. And then the scripture says, you read it, they are cast, which means separated from God's people. And the scripture says that they're burned, which is nothing less than the eternal torment. And this is what Jesus said. And so He is addressing Himself to, like us today, if we don't remain, if we deliberately choose to disassociate ourselves from the vine, then He's going to gather us with others, cast away from God's people, and then they'll be burned. May it never be your position, people. It's absurd to think, and it's really contrary to the letter and contrary to the spirit, to think that a person could be seemingly in Christ. But I guess that's what some people seemingly believe. But you can't be seemingly in Christ. You're either in Christ or you are not in Christ. Because a man cannot be cut off from a tree as a branch to which he was never united. But appearances are fooling, aren't they? The scripture tells us that there's going to come that time, and since Jesus started it by telling us what we just read, let me just read Matthew chapter 8, verse 12. It says, the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then in chapter 13, verse 42, it says, and they were following through with Jesus' words where He says, the branches are gathered, they're cast, they're burned. And in Matthew 13, 42, it says, They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so a few years ago when I was driving on the back roads in Monterey County, I saw a fire. And as I drove closer, I saw what was burning. It was branches that had been cut off from the vine. And they had been collected, just like we've read. They'd been gathered together. They were cast in one part. And they were burned. Now, the scripture doesn't say who's going to be doing this, but angels are implied because the word men is not in the original. And Jesus meant what He said. So with these scriptures, apart from Me, you can do nothing. No branch can bear fruit by itself. The branch does not remain, then it will wither, and such branches are thrown away. It just all points together for one thing. Apart from Me, you can do nothing. Partnership. Partnership. And so often we have tried to do things in our own strength. I can do this, or I can do that. And Jesus is saying, no, you can't. Jesus is saying, I want you to come to Me in partnership. I want you to remain. I want you to abide in Me. And He says, when you do this, you will be able to gain the victory. And the victory is going to come as a result of your abiding in Me, Jesus says. It's not by our own strength. It's not by our power that we've got. And you've heard this over and over, haven't you? It's not what we can do, it's what we got. Well, it's what we got is Jesus Christ. He is our strength. He is the power. And the might of the Savior, and the strength and the power that he has, and hear this, his power, his might in this vine has been pledged to the branches. Ah, you mean, God, that you have pledged yourself, if I will abide in you, you have pledged your power, you've pledged your might, you've pledged your support? And he says, yes. And he says, Neil, I have confirmed that by my love. I have confirmed that by the death of my son. And it is something that you can respond to. And here's what I do. It boasts my faith, it increases my strength, and it expands my love to God. Our title is simple, Branches in Partnership. Partnership with Jesus. A real partner. Just a real, real partner. That's what he wants. And he wants partnership not only with your life individually, but people, he wants partnership with our church, and the church is. And today, as I said a moment ago, he has pledged himself. Do you know that God has committed himself as Almighty God to me? Do you know he has committed himself to each one of you? God has committed himself to his church, and he has committed his power to work through the church. Now, this is awesome when you stop and think about it, because just as in the Gospels, we find that all of God's work was given to the Son, so today, all of God's work is given to the church. From the day of Pentecost up to the present, God's work has been carried out through the church, whereas in the past, his work in the day of Jesus was being carried out through his Son. And God cannot change that plan. So while he had Jesus on the earth, he said, I've got a good thing here. My Son Jesus will perform my power. He will perform my work. So Jesus goes back to the Father, and he leaves behind you and me. And so all of the work of Jesus has been placed into our hands. It's on our shoulder. And without the partnership principle, we are going to be like the mountain climber falling for our life. I think of the church's tremendous responsibility that God has committed to the church. And what he committed to one man previously, he's committing to the church. And we're not talking about the building, but we're talking about whom? Us. He has committed it to you. And he says, I want you to be in partnership with me. In other words, I want you to accept the fact that you are saved, abide in the vine, and it is as if you were just shaking hands. And when you shake hands with somebody, you're shaking hands. You are pledging yourself at that point. You make a deal, and you shake hands. And God has shook hands with the church. And he says, I've committed myself to you. Previously, I committed myself to one man, without reservation and without restrictions, but now I'm committing myself to the church. It's my work where I will hopefully not be limited in giving my manifestations. So people, we're mountain climbing. We're climbing up the mountain. But praise God, if we slip and fall, we've got a what? A partner. A partner in Christ Jesus. And he says, I'm going to be with you. And if the two are climbing, you know which one is likely to fall. So bow your heads, reach your hand out and grasp Jesus as if you were. Lord Jesus, you're our partner, and I want just to reach out right now and just grab you and hold on to you and to thank you that you're holding on to me. You are holding on to me. And yes, I reach out to hold on to you, but it is your who holds on to me. I thank you, Father God, that you are depending upon us and that you will never, never leave us. And you have promised to be with us in partnership until the very, very end. And that thrills my heart and encourages me this day and in the days ahead. Thank you, Jesus, that we can be partners with you, branches in partnership. Amen. Amen. Let's stand, may we?